what it says in the yearbook. Yes, you're 100% right about that. That's what it says in the yearbook, the podcast, sportscast for busy flight attendants. I'm your host, Doug. A lot of things annoy us about color commentary and play-by-play commentary at all levels of sport, on all platforms, internet, radio, TV. For example, the infamous making plays, which is where an announcer will say what the coach is telling his team right now is, ladies, you have to step up and start making plays. Or this is the point in the game where your star player has just got to make plays. Isn't that what you're supposed to be doing every second of every game? What have they been doing up until now? Well, another one that's come up over the last couple of years that really annoys us is announcers feel that no one in sports land can think outside the box. No one in sports land could possibly foresee anything strange happening in the future. For example, in Major League Baseball, what they'll say is an announcer will say something like, if I had asked you in 2016, or if I had told you in 2016 that the Miami Marlins would be World Series contenders in 2017, you would have looked at me like I have three heads. Well, really? Not one fan that you approach on the street, not one Marlins fan or other fan would say, huh, yeah, I could totally see that. Or if a college football announcer says, if I told you 10 years ago that Clemson University was going to be an annual national championship contender, well, you would have looked at me like I was nuts. Really? If you went to Clemson fans in 2007, they wouldn't have said, well, we've got facilities, we've got a lot of money to spend on football, we got a great fan base, why would you want to go anywhere else? Yeah. I would say I could totally see us contending for national championships, but we got to wait 10 years. Why can't we do it now? This is what we should be doing year in and year out. That's where we should be. So it seems like the attitude was that nobody could possibly see any kind of a surprise coming in sports. No one could think outside the box until one man broke that ugly, ugly trend. And that man, or at least his name, is next. Is what we would say if we had a sponsor. We'd talk about Pacific Southwest Airlines, the orange and yellow airline, right? Wasn't that the one that had the smiley faces on the front of the planes? Pacific Southwest Airlines is what we'd say if we have a sponsor, but we don't. So instead, we'll use our quote-unquote commercial break to talk about our proposed Zoe Kazan, Carson Meyer fashion off. These two highly fashionable, differently styled young actresses, East Coast, West Coast. Zoe Kazan, born in Los Angeles, I believe lives in New York, though she's New York City. Carson Meyer is LA all the way. Actress Zoe Kazan versus actress Carson Meyer in the ultimate fashion off. We'll decide this one on the court. Or at least in court shoes, or whatever works. Now back to our show. So the person that finally broke this trend that we were talking about comes from NASCAR. His name is Martin Truex Jr. We are so happy to hear this, hearing the interview back on August the 6th. He was interviewed by the Motor Racing Network, MRN, and the interviewer asked him after he won the race, essentially asked him, if I had said to you before the season started, you're going to have four wins and be having a great season at this point in the season, what would you have told me? You know, basically, you would have thought I was crazy, or you would have thought that was a crazy thought. Here's the exact quote from the interviewer, quoting, if I told you the first of the year, two-thirds of the way through the season, you'd have four wins, more stage wins than anybody, what would you have told me? Martin Truex Jr. responded, quoting, okay, let's go get more. He said he was not surprised, and he said, quoting, this team's incredible. He added that he felt the team he has was a lot better than it showed in 2016. They underachieved in 2016, so he thought the team could do a lot better, and so this great season that they were having at that point back in early August to him was unsurprising. He could see a surprise on the horizon, and he saved sports from not being able to foretell the future. Thank you so much to Martin Truex Jr. I'm sure it's happened before, but he was the first one that we had heard who actually stepped up and said, yeah, I could absolutely see that. This has been That's What It Says in the Yearbook. Thank you very much for listening. Have a good day. We always appreciate it.